Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks, Rachel. It's going to be a great weekend ahead at Sugar Hill Church. I really trust that you'll find every possible opportunity to join us on Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. If you're out of town, you don't live near North Atlanta, be sure to jump on board and catch us live online at our Facebook page or at live.sugarhill.church. I'll be launching a new study this week. It'll be a four-week teaching segment on the book of Nehemiah, and really kind of subtitled on that, Getting It Done. Nehemiah was a guy that was a person of action, but he had this really cool way of trying to make sure that A, his heart was in line with what the divine had for him. Secondly, that he had this desire to figure out, how do I put prayer into my regular everyday life? And then when that happens, how do I act on it? So I really hope you'll join me Sunday morning for this study on Nehemiah. But today, let's talk about what happens when we have everything we think we're all about on the line, our reputation on the line. So in the Gospel of Luke makes this big deal in chapter 19 about a story between Jesus and a guy by the name of Zacchaeus. Now, if you grew up in church, you probably learned the little song you learned as a kid about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he, and he climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Are you with me? And so Zacchaeus, what we know from this text is that he's a tax collector. That means Zacchaeus, who is a Jewish-born person, is now working on behalf of the Roman government, who are the oppressors of the people of God, the Israelites, and his job is to collect taxes for the Roman government. And frankly, there's really no accountability there. He can charge anybody anything he wants. And so inevitably what happens with Zacchaeus is he has taken far more from people because he is a thief. And if there is a rung of what the society norms were, Zacchaeus was the lowest pond scum you could get. People hated this guy. One, he was an Israelite, but he went to work for the oppressors, and then he stole money from the people. And so the text says that Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. Now, to put things in perspective, at this point in Jesus' ministry, remember he started that ministry going all the way back to being 12 years old when he is telling and teaching the people that were to be the leaders in the church, and he is amazing them with what he knows. Well, of course, he's the Son of God, but they haven't figured that out yet. And then as he grows older and his ministry begins as an adult, Jesus starts as a rabbi. And over the course of time, rabbis who were really extraordinary gathered this following of people. And Jesus, to put it bluntly, was kind of a rock star rabbi because he had thousands of people that would follow him. We know that because of feeding 5,000 or feeding 4,000. And now he walks into Jericho and all the throngs of people are following. And it's like when the president comes to town, we know what route he's going to take. And then it says there was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. Now, think about this. He had become rich on the payments of people that they really didn't owe, but because he knew they had money, he took all of it he could. And he knew the route that Jesus was coming, because in verse 3, it says he tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. And sure enough, in verse 5, when Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Well, naturally, I mean, this person, Jesus, who's come out of Nazareth, not only does he stop and look at this guy, he calls him by name. And Zacchaeus is thinking, man, I might be a bigger deal than people think, because Jesus stopped along the way in Jericho, looked up in the tree and said, yo, Zacchaeus, I know you. Come down. I'm going to your house today and we're going to have a great time. Well, think about that. I mean, this guy's pond scum. He's the lowest rung of socialite in all of Jericho. I mean, people hate this guy. He is awful. If they had the opportunity, they would surely kill him. And now Jesus, who's this rock star rabbi, the Messiah, he's come along and now he's going to the chief tax collector's home. He's going into the worst thief of all time, and he goes to his house. Of course, Zacchaeus climbed down, right? And in verse 7, it says, but the people were displeased. No kidding. The quote in the text says, he has gone, meaning Jesus has gone, to be the guest of a notorious sinner. That's what the New Living says, a notorious sinner. I mean, that even sounds like something that ought to have boom, boom, boom. Are you with me? And so he does this, and in the midst of that, the people grumbled, the text says. Have you ever heard people grumble? I have. It's like it starts off grumbling a little bit, and then the grumble goes louder, and then it's like a mob. I mean, I look at some of the silliness going on in Washington, D.C. right now, and I think, you know what, that's what it means for the people to grumble. It's like, we forgot what the main issue is here, so we're just going to grumble about everything. But the main issue here was they thought that Jesus's, his reputation is what was online. It wasn't Zacchaeus. They knew he was a scumbag. But what about this guy, this rabbi who's come, and now he's going to go hang out with this, as the scripture says, notorious sinner. And wow, in verse 8, while they're all grumbling, the text says, meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor, comma, Lord. Oh my goodness. Let me finish the text and come back to the comma, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. And Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who were lost. So let's work backward for a minute. Jesus, the Son of Man, has come and he's walked through Jericho to stop in front of Zacchaeus, the worst possible sinner in that town, to come to seek and to save those, meaning him and others, who are lost. Now, the lost concept is this. Well, if Jesus is not Lord of our life, then he doesn't have control of our life. And he doesn't have control of our life, then that means we've never surrendered our life. And if we've never surrendered our life, then we don't have all of the beauty and wonder of Jesus working within us and the promise of heaven. So let's go back up a little bit more, where he says that Zacchaeus stood before Jesus, and here's what he said, I'll give half my wealth to the poor. Okay, we'll just do the math. Okay, that's 50%. And then he throws the word in, comma, Lord. And if I've cheated people on their taxes, I'll give them back four times as much. Now, if you're like me, the math does not add up, right? But the word Lord does. Because what Jesus is making a point here is this, that his reputation was most certainly on display. And was his reputation that he wanted to be a part of the grumblers? Or was he part of that time and his reputation that he has come to seek and to save those who are lost? I think the lesson for you and I is this. Go ahead and climb up in your tree and expect to find Jesus. And when he stops by in your car, your truck, your cubicle, your office, your job site, your home, in your school, in your classroom, and when he does and he says, I want to go home with you today, have the courage to be able to say, you know what, I am a sinner as well. And when Jesus looks at him and says, I am your Lord, then Jesus is talking a language that Zacchaeus and the people of Jericho understood, that to be the Lord of someone that meant that you owned them. But in this case, Lord was, I'm not going to lord it over you, I love you. And as a result, when you surrender your life to me and you call me Lord, then I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. But how? Well, the scripture's clear. Call upon the name of the Lord, and he will save you. So Zacchaeus, wow, what a dude. I cannot wait to talk with him in heaven. And I hope you'll join us there. Because frankly, we're all that sinner. We're all that guy. We're all up in that tree. And it's not your reputation. It's the reputation of Jesus, who is more than capable of fulfilling. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really hope you'll join me for the Nehemiah series. And by the way, if you're around Sugar Hill Church, if you haven't already signed up to be a part of one of our small groups, they launch this Sunday and all through next week. And you can find out how to sign up for those and kind of what they're all about and how you can jump on board. You can just go to sugarhill.church/adults and you'll find an entire list of small groups that you can be a part of. Thanks for joining me today. Rachel, tell everybody about the service times and everything coming up for the weekend. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.